This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, alongside the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer hanging out as well. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North off I-43, north at Silver Spring Drive. Check out the limited 2019s left in stock. Brand new 2020s on the lot. They have new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles for you at MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we talk NFL free agency and the pushed away from Las Vegas NFL draft. Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, now is Shaw Media Illinois, and Westwood One NFL broadcast, Hub Arkish, joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hub, appreciate the time in a very trying time in our country.
Yeah, these are interesting days. There's no question about it, and I think that there will probably continue to be debate for a while as to the wisdom of the NFL, you know, starting the new league year today, and at least for now, allegedly holding the draft on April 23rd. But, you know, I don't think there's a right answer here, guys. And quite frankly, while it is a little frustrating to hear football players signing multi-million dollar deals while a good part of the world is worried about going broke, it is also a pretty pleasant distraction, at least.
No doubt.
For football fans and sports fans everywhere. So I think you can probably make an argument either way.
Hub, I want to start with you on the NFL draft. You had the piece up at Shaw Media earlier on this weekend of them trying to push back the date, and you were definitely the first on the scene saying that it will not be held in Las Vegas the same days of April 23rd through April 25th. What are your sources telling you now?
Well, I mean, the NFL has issued a statement. What was going on over the weekend is I was talking to folks, and one GM in particular was telling me that the consensus is that A, they're going to start the new league year on Monday, which, you know, people like Sean Payton were saying they wouldn't. And most GMs weren't happy about it, but that was what they sensed was going to happen. And so, you know, we were right on that. I think anybody could have figured out Las Vegas was going to be canceled, but that had already been told to the teams, regardless of what else they decided. And there really wasn't a decision on staying put at April 23rd in the draft or pushing it back until, you know, literally 20 minutes before the league actually issued its press release. And there are some now telling me that that's their position now, but that could still change. The key was to make, you know, plans to not be in Las Vegas, give them fair warning, and get teams ready to approach the draft a little different way. Let's be honest, guys, there's no reason that the league can't do this via video conference and put together just as good a TV show on the NFL Network and ESPN as they've always done. The bigger issue is that every team is losing 6 weeks of scouting and pro days and in-house visits and, you know, adjusting their draft board. And that's why many of the teams want the draft pushed back after April 23rd until things get better around the world health-wise and until they can get back to their normal routine. I personally believe that more teams than not will benefit if they don't move it back because, again, while there will be criticism of conducting it, assuming the mood around America is still what it is today, it is a pleasant distraction. We need more and more of that. And I think more teams hurt themselves than help themselves with pro days and in-house visits and all the extra scouting after these guys' football careers are over. I'd love to hear what Gary and Leroy think about this. But to me, any evaluator who changes his scouting report on a player based on what he does in shorts, running around, against air, as opposed to playing football, is probably making a mistake. And so I think the fact that they're not going to be able to do a lot of this extra interviewing and scouting probably will benefit more teams than it'll hurt.
Go ahead, Gary.
Right. We've always said that, you know, turn the tape on. I mean, we got this kid over here in Jonathan Taylor, and everybody thinks that he's not really a good running back. And just turn the tape on. You see him running away from guys 70 yards, 60 yards out. The guy's fast. Then lo and behold, he goes to the combine and runs a 4.3. It didn't take me to know at combine that this guy was fast. So, yeah, some of those things are out there like that. And they're we call these guys the workout warriors. These guys go in, they put up these big numbers, but they can't play football. I want to see a guy out on the field. We got this kid right now, Quintez Stevenson, which I think is a first-round talent, but didn't run a fast 40. He's going to be docked for that. Now, he had a better 40 time at his pro day, but listen, we started talking about that, but I think it all in all, it still is about the NFL being some sort of entertainment, because that's now what they are. They're now extended it year-round, so you can see free agency. Then they had a draft after that. There's a lot of money need to be made here that they're not making. Do you think the NFL will err on the side of caution of not making the big bucks?
Well, no, they're always going to go for the money, Gary. We know that. I mean, in this particular case, they had no choice. I'm sure they probably would have tried to push for Las Vegas, but you know, you don't have to be a genius to understand what's going on here. And even I always get in trouble when I even mention his name, so I won't. The guy.
Go ahead and get in trouble. Go ahead and get in trouble.
We do it every day, Herb.
Yeah, we do it every day. Yeah.
The guy is a complete ass clown. But so now I did it. at any rate, you know, even he finally came out today and acknowledged you're talking July or August, and you know it probably won't be back to normal in July or August, guys. I think the more interesting question about this is, as long as gathering in crowds, you know, extends your risk or amplifies your risk of contracting this virus, you're not going to have games. You're not going to have, mass crowds at the draft or something like that. And I don't know enough. I'm not very good at science. I'm not going to predict anything here. But everything I've read tells me that there's a reasonable chance that the NFL season doesn't start on time. You forget continuing the NBA or the NHL. It's going to be a long time in this country before we can put 30, 40,000 people in a stadium together.
I don't know if I should have told you this a long time ago, but I just told the guys, your name is top five best of all time. So your parents did you some good. I just love the name.
Oh, thank you.
I want to turn to tight end. I mean, because it seemed like tight end and safety. You know, with Minnesota franchising, tagging their young man at safety, it just seemed like that's the two positions that people want to look at. Now, the Packers wanted young man who went to Cleveland, but they did not do it. Now, they have a backup guy, David, how you say his name?
Njoku.
He's just sitting there. He's been injured. You know, he's 23 years old. They can bring him in for trade or whatever and try to build that. But I think the Packers are saying, we've done this before with these veteran tight ends, and we've gotten burned. You know, the Jared Cooks, Jimmy Graham. We're just done with this, and we're going to go with our younger guys.
Well, I mean, personally, I would agree with you, Leroy. I think that's the way to go. David Joku is a fascinating football player, but he's a young man who was more athlete than football player coming out of school has had a little trouble staying healthy. He is really probably more of a U or a move tight end than a Y, and I think the Packers, while they need both, probably have a greater need for that Y, the guy who can be both the inline blocker and a receiving threat. And I don't know if Joku, he's got the athletic ability. This gets back to what we were talking about scouting these guys. Turn on the tape.
Right.
What does he do on the football field? That's the part that I'm really not sure of. But I think having signed Austin Hooper, if they can get somebody to overpay for Joku, they might be willing to move him. My guess, though, is that they want to put the two of them on the field together. The guy who could be more interesting is O.J. Howard in Tampa, who is not a great blocker, but is a true wide tight end. And if, in fact, the Bucs have to make a big move at quarterback, they're going to have some cap issues, and it's not inconceivable. I've seen a few reports that possibly Howard could be dealt, and that's something to be interesting because they'll be lined up in the NFC North. You know, it'll be the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions will be the three teams fighting over them. So we'll see what happens if these guys become available.
You know, when we talk about this Packers team and how different it is with this general manager versus how it was with Ted Thompson, obviously night and day. Last year, they go out and they sign the Smith brothers, and people had their questions about that. They had the questions about Billy Turner, about Amos, and clearly it turned out to be the better deal. You look at the deals they do today with Kirksey and Wagner and got them both really on the cheap. Obviously, some injured history with Kirksey, but is it getting to the point yet where when the Packers do something, people look around the league and go, they must know what they're doing at this point?
Well, I think people have respect for Brian Gutekunst, and I think that they like some of what they do. I would probably argue that I'm not sure that either Turner or Amos were great signings. I mean, they did step up and play, and they had their needs at safety were great enough that Amos was probably an upgrade. But I'm not sure that anybody yet is listing Brian Gutekunst as one of the great, you know, free agency evaluators in the NFL. These moves are interesting. These are going to be questioned, too. In the case of Ricky Wagner, I think you got more durability than Brian Bulaga, but I'm not sure you got a better foot. I'll go a step further. They didn't get a better football player. You probably took a slight step down from Bulaga to Wagner when Bulaga is healthy. You know, the problem is you just can't count on the guy. And then you look at Kirksey. You know, he was a good, not great football player before the injuries started. Now, Mike Pettine knows him. Mike Pettine worked with him in Cleveland. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But even if he's 100%, he's a better athlete than Blake Martinez. So maybe you got more of a three-down, four-down linebacker. But there's no guarantees there. So these are they're interesting moves. Guys, the hardest thing in the world is you can't predict health in the National Football League, and that those are really we don't know how good Kirksey is or can be because we haven't really seen him play the last 2 years.
Hub, when you look at the situation down in Chicago with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback, we know Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy came out and said this is going to be our starting quarterback going into next year. Now the report's saying that they're interested in Teddy Bridgewater. That gets put on hold. And then it's possibly a trade for Nick Foles or Andy Dalton. Who do you believe starts under center when this thing ultimately, hopefully, gets started in September for the Chicago Bears?
Well, here's where we have to be careful, guys. And this is both the fun and the danger of this, you know, we call it the legal tampering period. We're hearing reports from a lot of guys who are hearing things from a lot of people. And if I've learned anything over the years, you can hear all this stuff, but how much of it turns out to be true? I think the Teddy Bridgewater story was bogus. They probably inquired, but it just doesn't really make any sense. We know that there are various ways to put two and two together and get four when it comes to Nick Foles and his history with Matt Nagy, or if you want to talk about Andy Dalton, his history with their new offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor. But if, in fact, the Bears are negotiating for real for all three of these players, only Dalton possibly comes as a backup. I mean, if they sign Teddy Bridgewater to a free agent deal, or if they trade for Nick Foles and take on that contract, they're doing that to make them starters. So if there is truth in all this reporting, then they can no longer claim that they believe that Mr. Trubisky can be their starter. Now, I sat there in the room with him at the season-ending presser and again at the combine where they said Mitch is still our starter. I know Ryan Pace well. He is an extremely, honest, straight shooter. And so that's why I just take a step back with all these reports that we're hearing. And until, you know, we get to talk to these guys ourselves and find out what really happened, we'll see. But if it turns out that any of this reporting on Foles or Bridgewater is true, then they can't claim that they're 100% comfortable with Trubisky as their starter.
Hub, appreciate it as always. Great conversation, tremendous perspective, and tremendous work you've pumped out for a really, really long time. Appreciate the time today on The Big Show.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Everybody take care now. Be safe.
Will do. You do the same down there. Stay safe, as all of us try to do. And Hub joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Everyone's staying safe over at Robert's Specialty Meat. Sparky, you're over there today.
In fact, I was over there today and ran into Gorman Thomas, who was coming in there to get some meat himself.
Hey. And, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
May he have any barbecue sauce with him?
No, they sell the Gorman Thomas sauce there.
Okay, that makes
Robert's
sense.
Specialty.
Because Gorman
yes.
always got some on him, usually.
Yeah, absolutely right. Hey, while the sports world and other events have come
Gorman's
to a temporary halt, life goes on, and that includes serving up quality food at home for your family. And Robert's Specialty Meats is open for business with a healthy reminder of the importance of using a meat thermometer when cooking ground meat or other meat products, making sure the food you are serving is at the proper temperature, not being overcooked. Extended time at home is a good reason to be grilling up some of Robert's ribs on a stick. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a thick and sweet barbecue sauce and ready in just minutes, even from the comfort of your oven. You'll also find over 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, which can be served as an entree or side dish with your favorite pasta. Call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, for the best selection, and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky like I did today, the ideal snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
For a look at Christian Kirksey, we stay in the radio.com family. Our guy Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, their Browns reporter, gives us a look at the Packers' new inside linebacker next. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.